It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
They always call him Mr. Touchdown. They always call him Mr. Team. He can run and kick and throw. Give him the ball and just look at him go. Hip, hip, hooray for Mr.
It's time for the Heisman Trophy voting to begin. Okay, I meant Heisman Trophy. And the marketing campaigns are now underway. But no, I'm not talking about the 2024 elections, though some states are hearing plenty of those ads already. Right now, a relatively secret group of voters have just received a ballot for the annual award given to the college football player who, according to these voters, had the best season in 2023. On Saturday, December 9th in New York City, the four finalists for the Heisman will be assembled and a nifty trophy handed to the winner. But why is it called the Heisman Trophy, you might ask? This award ceremony began back in 1935. The man whose name adorns the trophy, though, is another story. Born in 1869, John W. Heisman played club football in college and graduated with a law degree. However, his heart was still in football, so he decided to become a football coach. And he coached football programs at Oberlin College in Ohio, Auburn University, Clemson, the University of Pennsylvania, Washington and Jefferson, which is located in western PA, and Rice University. After retiring from coaching at age 62, John Heisman was named the athletic director for the Downtown Athletic Club of New York City. While there, he wanted to find a way to honor the nation's top football player, and he developed an early model of the current system in use today. The first winner in 1935 actually took home the Downtown Athletic Club Award. John Heisman died of pneumonia the following year, though, in 1936, and the award's name was changed to honor the coach from that point forward. The Downtown Athletic Club of New York City still gives its annual award to the, quote, best collegiate football player in the country. But according to whom? The Heisman Trophy will be determined by, you guessed it, 870 members of the media, along with 57 living former winners of the award. Unfortunately, I did not receive my ballot again this year. I know. These 870 media members are actually equally divided geographically, with 145 voters each in the Far West, Mid-Atlantic, Midwest, Northeast, South, and Southwestern U.S. regions. Though the Downtown Athletics Club has not asked me, I have to wonder why each of the nation's 133 FBS head coaches are not permitted a vote in this either. Wouldn't it be a good idea to ask the people who actually are responsible for developing a game plan to stop the best football players in the country?
Yes!
If you think that your eyes will glaze over when someone tries to ask you about the Electoral College system used for presidential elections, the rules governing the Heisman Trophy are rather complicated too. Here's just a portion. Quote, the sectional representatives are responsible for the appointment of the state representatives. This is talking about the Heisman. The state representatives are given the responsibility of selecting the voters within their particular state. The amount of votes that a particular state is allotted depends on the size of the state and the amount of media outlets within that state. Larger states such as California and Texas will naturally have more votes than smaller states such as Vermont and Delaware. Whoa! Did you know that Lee Corso, that 88-year-old headgear-wearing star of ESPN's College Football Game Day, is the current sectional representative for the South region? I didn't. And Don Crickey, remember him? Now 83 years old and formerly of CBS Sports, he handles the same duties for the Northeast region for the Heisman Trophy. Each Heisman voter must provide their first choice, second choice, and third choice for winners. The first choice receives 3 points, your second choice receives 2 points, and the third choice gets, of course, 1. This year's Heisman Trophy winners have to get busy and submit their choices by this coming Monday, December the 4th. The winner is to be announced during a one-hour special on Saturday, December 9th at 7 p.m. on ESPN. So, who do we think are the favorites to win the Heisman Trophy in 2023? Some of the Heisman Trophy contenders are going to be playing in conference championship games this coming weekend, while a few others play on teams which did not make their conference championships. So I'm going to give you my list of Heisman Trophy favorites. And I know this is going to sound like I'm sitting on the fence a little bit, but that's how close it is. My number 1A choice is Bo Nix, the Oregon quarterback. Now, it feels odd to say Oregon when I think about this young man's career as the oftentimes running for his life quarterback during his 3 seasons at Auburn University. Nix has definitely made the most of his final 2 seasons in college football after transferring west to Oregon. His 11-1 Ducks will be playing on Friday night in the final Pac-12 championship game ever against the 12-0 Washington Huskies Friday night 7 p.m. on ABC. Now, if Oregon is able to avenge their only loss of the season against the Huskies and claim the Pac-12 championship, Bo Nix will already have one hand on the Heisman Trophy by the end of the weekend. Bo Nix is one of the nation's top passers and completes an incredible 79% of his attempts. If Nix is not leading in the FBS quarterbacking category, his closest challenger probably is, and that's my number 1B, Jaden Daniels, the LSU quarterback. That Jaden kid is a lot like Bo Nix. Both started their careers at another university and are now working on a master's degree at their current school. Ironically, Jaden Daniels left the Pac-12 and went to the SEC, while Bo Nix escaped Auburn and ran west to the Pac-12 to play for Oregon. And both of those changes have worked out for the best. Having seen Jaden Daniels in person a few weeks ago against Georgia State, I can say that his elusiveness afoot is truly amazing to see. And let's not forget that he's been the beneficiary of having a couple of early-round NFL wide receivers in Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr. Jaden Daniels has 2023 stats which rival LSU's 2019 Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Joe Burrow. Working against Daniels, though, is that Joe Burrow's 2019 LSU team went undefeated, while Daniels has been quarterbacking a 9-3 LSU team in 2023. LSU's defense was one of the nation's worst units for much of this past season. The hype train at LSU pushing for QB5 Jaden Daniels to win the Heisman Trophy has been phenomenal. The team's website devotes an entire page full of stats and highlights, and the quarterback's photogenic smile, too. LSU really wants their quarterback to win this award. Tiger faithful, though, must hope that Washington will take down Oregon on Friday night, with Bo Nix having a mediocre to miserable outing on the other side of the line. Our number 3 pick for the Heisman Trophy is Michael Penix Jr., the quarterback of the Washington Huskies. Penix became the front-runner for the Heisman a few weeks ago after his Huskies beat Oregon during the regular season. But since then, the transfer quarterback, another transfer, this time from Indiana, has posted less than impressive stats down the stretch. Last week's game against the 5-7 Washington State Cougars required a field goal on the final play of the game to pull out a victory for the Huskies. And during that last moment of truth, when the kicker's field goal attempt was taking place, Michael Penix was shown on national television hiding behind a sideline tent and unable to watch the kick. I think that picture is going to negatively resonate with many Heisman Trophy voters. For Michael Penix Jr. to win the Heisman, his Huskies must completely thrash Oregon in a big rout on Friday night. I don't think I'd count on that. Number 4 in my list for Heisman is Marvin Harrison Jr., the Ohio State Buckeyes wide receiver. This incredibly talented son of an NFL legendary wide receiver, Harrison has made a number of highlight reel catches over his career at Ohio State. Unfortunately, Ohio State's loss last weekend at Michigan derailed any chance, albeit very small, that Harrison might have had to win this year's Heisman Trophy. The better news for Harrison, though, is that the NFL scouts absolutely love him. He's projected to be a top 3 pick next spring in the NFL draft, and he'll become a very wealthy young man very soon.
Excellent.
I'm going to add this 5th pick, Ollie Gordon Jr., the Oklahoma State Cowboys running back. He deserves to be heard. Gordon has been the workhorse for a 9-3 Oklahoma State Cowboys team this season. OSU has a chance to ruin 11-1 Texas's chances of making the college football playoffs in a game to be played Saturday morning at 11 a.m. on ABC for the Big 12 championship. The Cowboys' sophomore running back, Ollie Gordon Jr., leads the nation with 1,580 rushing yards this year and is second in the country with 20 touchdowns via the run. With the other 4 players on my list leaving college after this season, Ollie Gordon becomes the favorite to win the Heisman next year in 2024. And now, the Swamp Swami Heisman prediction. This is Bo Nix's Heisman Trophy, if his Oregon Ducks beat Washington by any number of points coming Friday night. Woo! If Bo Nix should falter in a loss to Washington Friday night, though, LSU's QB5 is going to grab the school's second Heisman Trophy in the past 4 years.